Harley-Davidson Ditches European CEO's Vanity DI Project by Neil Munro on August 20, 2024. Harley-Davidson's European CEO has backed down on his vanity project to rebrand the company's motorbikes as his vehicle for globalized diversity. The retreat from forced diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is a third win for Robbie Starbuck, an ex-amplified advocate for merit, productivity, and professionalism. Another win for our movement, Starbuck tweeted Tuesday after the company announced it would roll back its mandatory diversity policies. I couldn't do this without all of you, he added. Those imposed policies included top-level support for divisive employee identity groups, for counterproductive demands to buy components from suppliers who emphasize their identities instead of product quality, and for awarding promotions and jobs according to criteria set up by a pro-transgender outside advocacy group. The DEI rules are used by executives to divide and rule their workforce of professionals and tradesmen, and to display their status to their anti-populist, pro-migration, anti-nationalist, globalist peers. Harley-Davidson's CEO is Johann Zietz, an imported German executive. He has described himself as a Taliban-like supporter for DEI and sustainability. During the last few weeks, Starbuck has revealed multiple videos in which Zietz touted his personal interest in diversifying the company's brand, and his cooperation with other executives to advocate their shared vanity projects. The Wall Street Journal reported. Starbuck began targeting Harley-Davidson on July 23 on X, saying the company has supported LGBTQ+ causes and shown a total commitment to DEI policies. Starbuck launched similar campaigns against farm supplies seller Tractor Supply and tractor maker Deere. Both companies changed their DEI policies. Starbuck says he doesn't invest in the companies he targets. Many of his 500,000 followers on X have chimed in on his criticisms, including retweets from billionaire Elon Musk, who bought X, formerly known as Twitter, for $44 billion in 2022. Starbuck's campaign alerted many Americans to the Zietz's private agenda, which likely alarmed the 8 board members whose primary job is to grow the company's stock value on Wall Street. The board includes investors in the company, plus the CEO of Ford Motor Company, and a former top executive at the Cummins Incorporated engine market. But Zietz likely had pro-diversity allies on the board, such as Alan Gulston, the president of the United States Program for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The win follows the 2023 decision by Bud Light's top executives to reportedly push out mid-level executives who try to change the beer's brand by hiring Dylan Mulvaney, a man who pretends to be an effeminate woman.